adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest full-color comic supplement that comes to you at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The old adage, the darkest hour is just before the dawn, is certainly true in the case of Jungle Jim. Just when almost certain death was near, Jungle Jim convinced the chief of the tribe of savage headhunters not to take his head until the chief had first reported his capture to Karnak. The old chief finally agreed to dispatch his swiftest runner to Karnak at dawn the next day. Jungle Jim lost no time during the night in freeing himself and the faithful Kolo, and together they successfully made their escape. As the scene opens, they have dropped over the high stockade surrounding the village and are running down a wide trail that skirts the mountains overlooking the village.
We've got to put a pretty good distance between us and that village before we stop, Kolo.
Why we stop, Tuan? We go far away. Pretty soon, daylight come. Chief find us gone. He come hunt us.
I know that. But long before the whole village wakes up, that messenger will be starting for Karnak's headquarters.
We follow him, Tuan?
That's the idea, Kolo.
What if he see us, Tuan?
Well, we got to be careful and never give him a chance to see us. We got to stop up here along the trail someplace and hide.
Maybe he not take this trail, Tuan.
Well, it's the only one that leads out of the village. He must come this way.
This trail wide. No trees. High grass. See long way.
That's a break for us, Kolo. We can keep him in full view all the time and still be a good distance behind him.
That is good, Tuan. If.
Well, if what, Kolo?
If he not look back once and see us.
Well, that's a chance we've got to take. But once these native runners start out, they keep going. They keep looking ahead, not behind them.
We not run too far, Tuan. Maybe he turn off trail and go through hills.
Hey, that's an idea. Let's get off the trail and head over to that pile of rocks there.
That'd be a good place to hide. See everything. No one see us.
There's a good mile between us and the village now, Kolo. That's a safe enough distance.
Good, Tuan. We stop here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is swell. Gives us a commanding view of the trail from both sides.
Moon nearly gone, Tuan. 1 hour, dawn comes.
Well, there's only one thing I hope for now, Kolo.
What is that, Tuan?
That when the runner starts, he's alone. I mean, I hope none of the other natives wake up to see him off. And if he's alone, I hope he doesn't decide to go past that hut we were in to see if everything is all right.
If natives find out we are gone before runner start, too bad for us.
Boy, I'll say so. That would spoil everything. But if he starts out alone, without anyone discovering we're gone, and we can follow him, I think we're safe.
Native runners very fast. We have to run plenty fast to keep up with him.
And that's just it. He's gone a couple of hours before they discover our escape. We'll be too far away for them to catch up with us.
Maybe they send other runner to tell Karnak we escaped.
No. No, I don't think the old chief will do that. He knows what'll happen to him and his whole tribe once Karnak finds out they let us escape. No, the old chief will search all the hills right around his village first. Then, when he's really sure he's lost us, he'll stall a long time before breaking the bad news to Karnak.
If we follow runner to Karnak, find him, what happens to us? All guns, everything back in native village.
We'll just have to cross that bridge when we come to it. First, I want to make sure Karnak is at his headquarters. Then we'll find out just how strong he is. He may not have anyone but a couple of guards. Then again, he may have a whole army. The main thing is to make sure he's there and to get a good look at him.
Look, Tuan. Over to east. Sky begin to get light a little.
That's right, Kolo. Well, won't be long now. Keep your eye on the trail for that messenger.
The 0 hour approaches. Soon the native runner will awake with the dawn and prepare to take the trail. Will he leave without discovering Jungle Jim's escape? What will happen if the native should discover Jungle Jim's escape before the messenger leaves? Perhaps, in that case, the wily old chief would not send his messenger, and Jungle Jim and Kolo would be waiting on the trail in vain. What's worse, wait and be caught. In the meantime, let's see what's happened to the fast seaplane piloted by the merciless Karnak with Shanghai Lil as prisoner aboard. Last week, the seaplane was about to land when a small boat was discovered adrift on the lake, making the already precarious landing more dangerous.
Hey, one great flyer, Mr. Carnac. One of the best I've ever flown with. I never thought we'd make it.
Thank you, Miss DeVril. As a matter of fact, I had a slight doubt about it myself. I hope I didn't give you too much of a fright.
Well, no, but I wasn't in what you describe as a state of perfect calm. It was too close for comfort.
Mr. Vril, you paid me a compliment or two, and now I should like to reciprocate.
Yeah?
You are a very calm, fearless woman. You've got plenty of nerve, Mr. Vril. I admire that in a woman.
I'm sorry we're so cramped in here, or I'd make a nice courtesy for you.
Well, my apologies, Mr. Vril. Of course. Open that door and see if you can get that boat to take us ashore.
Very good, master.
Can you see it?
Course, see. Dive. Swim. Bring back boat.
All right. I'll keep an eye on Mr. Vril. Go ahead, dive in.
I'm surprised there isn't a welcome home party out to meet you. I should think the great Carnac would be worthy of at least a brass band and a 21-gun salute.
I don't maintain any staff here. I haven't found it necessary.
Oh.
But, Mr. Vril, would you stand up and walk to the open door with your shapely back to me?
Why? I'm quite comfortable. I'll stretch my legs after I get ashore.
I'm not worried about your physical comfort, Mr. Vril. It's my own. While you might not want to stretch your legs, you are stretching your arm and right in the direction of that gun that Coa so carelessly left hanging on a holster over that seat.
Well, now that you call it to my attention...
Take your hand off that holster, Mr. Vril, or I'll be forced to put a bullet through that beautiful head of yours.
Oh.
Now, do as I tell you. Walk toward that open door.
Very well. How careless of me. I'm so awkward.
That's better. Now stand there until Coa brings the boat.
He's right here with it.
Coa, bring boat, master.
All right. Step in, Mr. Vril.
Sure.
All right, Coa. You row us ashore. I'll watch, Mr. Vril.
Yes, master.
I can't trust you, my dear. You're getting a little too careless. Now pull away.
Yes, master.
Where are your headquarters? You must have them pretty well hidden. I don't see anything that looks like a house from here.
No, no, Mr. Vril. With the Navy seaplanes flying around here, it wouldn't do to have any place that could be seen from the air. You will see it all in good time.
Well, how about the seaplane out there in the middle of the lake? That can be seen from the air.
For the moment, yes. But when we get ashore, you will see how carefully I cover that with a camouflage net that makes it blend in with the foliage around the shore.
Well...
I take no chances whatsoever. That's why I'm so successful.
Moana, come landing, master.
Good. I want to see you both when we beach the boat.
Is that native there on the beach the official greeter for this part of your empire?
Oh, no. I really have a very charming hostess to entertain my visitors, Miss DeVril.
What?
You will meet her later, and I'm sure you'll be very much impressed by her.
Oh, don't tell me the lone wolf is married and has a mate.
Oh, no, Mr. Vril, I'm still a bachelor. Although I must confess, if I had met you a few years ago, I might... Notice I said I might have fallen for a smart girl like you.
Well, that would have been nice. I'm sorry I didn't meet you then.
Yeah. Step out, Mr. Vril.
Thanks.
Of course. Don't tie up the boat. Moana, take Coa and cover my plane. Mr. Vril, you accompany me.
Sure.
You see that path running up through the dense foliage?
Uh-huh.
That leads to my residence. Look now. See that very charming girl at the end of the path? That is my hostess.
Well, well. Again, I must admire your judgment.
Who is the mysterious, beautiful girl awaiting Carnac's arrival? A great deal of Shanghai Lil's future will be dependent upon the girl who awaits her coming. But while all this activity has been taking place, there has been a great deal of action on the part of the governor of the Paguan Island. His first move against Carnac ended in failure when Red, Carnac's henchman, escaped the trap the U.S. Marines had set. But they did capture Louis, another of the Carnac henchmen, And now we look in at the governor's mansion.
Well, Governor, we've frightened Louis Schimmer into talking again.
Good. I hope you've gathered a little more valuable information this time. So far, he's given us nothing but blind lead.
He's a cautious devil, all right. But he tells us Carnac had a seaplane moored in one of the lagoons on the southwest coast. That's how he made his escape.
Well, that's not much use unless we can find out where Carnac flew to, where he makes his headquarters.
Well, despite all the work we've put in on this fellow Louis Schimmer, he still persists in saying he's ignorant of the location of Carnac's base. And I think he's really telling the truth this time.
Well, it must be somewhere on the island. No one can hide a seaplane. The air fleet are starting a series of maneuvers. They'll send a message to the fleet commandant to instruct his men to be on the lookout for straying seaplanes. And that way we can pick up Carnac's trail again.
We've already checked and accounted for all the seaplanes and pilots licensed to operate in this area. So Carnac must be using an unlicensed plane.
No, I doubt that. He's far too clever to do anything as brazen as that. He's probably using a plane under false registration, or one that's carefully protected to operate under a commercial license to one of the sugar companies. Hello?
Is Captain Murray with you, Your Excellency?
Yes, he's here.
There's an important call from the Navy Yard for him.
Well, put them on. It's for you, Murray.
Oh, thank you, Governor. Yes, Captain Murray speaking. Oh, yes, Lieutenant. You did? Good. Did you get the license number? Oh, flying at too high an altitude. That's tough. Yes, yes, give me the location of your destroyer when they sighted the craft. Yes? Yes? Yes, thanks.
What is it, Murray? Good news?
I think so. You see, I asked the Navy to check any seaplane flights they may have observed. And the destroyer Mansard reports observing a seaplane flying at about 10,000 feet. Too high to catch its number, but it headed for a landing and they've given me the approximate location.
Good. That's all we need. Now we'll set out a flight to cover that area. We'll uncover something.
Yes, Governor. But the destroyer Mansard sighted this plane the same day that Carnac disappeared.
Once again, the United States government picks up the trail of Carnac. Will the Navy seaplanes be able to find his base and act in time to save Shanghai Lil and Jungle Jim from the sinister Carnac the Killer? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenyama Kid, the Little King, plus the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in the full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.